This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, May 27, the gentleness of Jesus. Our reading comes from John chapter 8. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." Jesus' gentleness to the woman who was caught in adultery is heartwarming. According to the law of Moses, this woman could have been stoned to death. But Jesus knew the religious leaders were more interested in trapping him than in following God's law. The fact that the woman was caught in adultery means that the man involved was also known. But where was he? He isn't even mentioned in the story. The religious leaders simply assumed that if Jesus did not demand the death penalty, he would be guilty of breaking the law, and that would give them a basis for accusing him. But Jesus turned the tables on the religious leaders and put them into an impossible situation. He said, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." So throwing a stone would mean declaring yourself sinless. None of the leaders were prepared to do that. One by one, her accusers went away, and then Jesus told the woman, "Neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin." Similarly, the Lord tells us, "I came into this world not to condemn you, but to forgive you. Repent and sin no more. And with the gentleness that I treat you, treat everyone around you." Pray with me. Jesus, we marvel at your gentleness with all of us sinners. Thank you for being such a gentle Savior, and help us to be gentle with others. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.